Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Dang.
This is a tough OPP.
This is. I like this guy.
And we need the women of Slacker and Steve to tell this guy what the right thing to do is.
Amen. Yeah, guys.
Yay. Yeah.
I've been with my girlfriend for almost 3 years, and I bought an engagement ring a few months ago. We always take an end-of-summer camping trip, and I was planning to propose then. Sorry to bring everyone down, though, but I just found out I have cancer. The doctor said it's going to be a tough fight, and I started chemo right away. With that news, I don't know if I should still propose. I had it planned before I found out I was sick, but now it's going to look like I'm going to be doing it out of panic. I'm sure she would have said yes anyway, but now I feel like a yes would be out of obligation because of the cancer.
Oh, God.
And then there's the chance that I die. This is going to be the biggest obstacle our relationship has faced, and I know she will be by my side, but there's always the chance that it becomes too much. I want her to be happy in life and not feel trapped because I got cancer and proposed. At the same time, this is the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I want her to know that. I guess my question is, would women out there still want the proposal in our situation? Should I do it or wait until I beat this? What would you do? This is from Brandon. I love the fact that he wants to let her off the hook. That part's cool.
He does, doesn't he? He's like, I don't think he wants to. He wants to leave the option open.
Yes, there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that would just ruin the romance of the proposal in this situation. If I were to go ahead with the proposal, I'd propose and then go, look, I bought the ring this day and I got my cancer diagnosis this day. I swear to God, I was going to act like this is not.
That is important.
It's not what it looks like, but then it's this explanation and all the butterflies and unicorn. It's not romantic anymore because you're trying to prove that you're not desperate. Do you know what I mean?
I think the second he was diagnosed, I think
he looks desperate if he asks.
Well,
it's sad.
I like where his head's at. He wants to let her know how he feels about her, wants to spend the rest of his life with her. This all happened before this stuff. I still kind of think that's a little important. I think it's important for her to know that he's just not doing this because of cancer.
But she can't say no. Not that she would have, like he said, 99% of proposals are yes because the guys are so afraid of rejection. Yes, of course, you know. You've hinted
if you're
and
smart,
you've looked
you
at
know.
Rings. Yes. Yeah. But if she had any reservations, could she possibly say no?
I say yes.
You think she could still say no to the proposal knowing what he's going through?
Absolutely.
Oh.
And that's not being heartless. It's just being reality. She's going to be going through all of this as well.
With him.
Yes. So it's just not going to affect him. It's going to affect them and a relationship. And is this, how do I phrase this? Is this the not best way, but is this the best way to begin a life together?
I know, but he wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. And does he, in order to get through this, does he need her there?
I would say, yeah. I mean, if I was fighting cancer, I know you're the kind of guy who would go off on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, I have plenty of friends right now that are fighting cancer and they need people. You just do.
So now we're back to, he's got to propose to let her know the only reason I'm not proposing is because I need you to go through this with me. He's got to find, and ladies, is this the proposal that you've dreamt about since you were five?
Oh,
I know.
God.
I know.
Little D is fired up.
I just think there's something that he didn't even mention in his email that he needs to think about. And that is if he does propose and she's like, yes, absolutely. I love you. I want to marry you right now. Not only is he kind of like trapping her, like he said in his email, But now she's on the hook for all of his medical bills if something does happen.
In fact, I have a friend.
Not if they're just engaged.
Yes. I mean, but okay, so my wife, she's a nurse and she works with cancer patients. And she's had this happen before where somebody will get cancer and suddenly they're like, I want to marry you. I just want you to know I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And the person was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go right now because I love you. And now that person
those
is,
medical bills are there. You
know their what? Responsibility.
That buddy that came to visit me recently,
yeah.
His wife, he just lost his wife to cancer, a battle of cancer for like the last 5 years. But technically, they weren't married. They referred
they were
to
just
me
like sort of.
In fact, the counselor told my buddy, dude, don't propose, don't marry. That sounds heartless because otherwise, like little D said, all the financial burden will shift over to him.
But you think you're doing a good thing, giving them something to live for and doing all that stuff.
You
but
better
you're really,
be prepared to.
That is a level. Oh, my God. The romantic guy in me just hates society because that happens now.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of it, if he's got a life insurance set up and all that kind of stuff, then she becomes the beneficiary of it.
Which the money goes back to pay all the bills.
Right.
So she could be like free and clear maybe.
Right. There are other things to think about than just like, hey, I want to marry you.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure I know your answer, Steve.
Yeah.
Like you.
I wouldn't.
Pretending that, even pretending you would get married in the first place is tough. But like knowing who you are if you got sick and how you don't want to burden anybody, you're not going to propose.
I wouldn't. At all. I would still share my feelings with her. I would still tell.
Would you tell her you were going to? I mean, is that the answer to say, I don't want to do this now, but it's important to me that you know I was going to do
this.
There
it is, because I still think that is important, that she needs to know that. And that's a great way to phrase it.
Little D, would you propose still?
I think I would.
And let her decide?
Yeah.
It's such a heavy thing to put
so
on somebody.
Selfish. I think it sounds selfish, but in the moment, I think if he's already convinced that she's going to say yes, and they had this wonderful foundation built before he got sick, it's not like he's just coming out of the blue with it. You know, I mean, I think I would do it. I think I would.
But she's got to think about you're putting this burden of like, I want from the moment you propose till the moment you walk down the aisle is all supposed to be this joyous planning of a wedding. But instead it's like, oh, yay. Well, instead of planning, let me take you to chemo again.
What Steve said kind of earlier is like, is that the foundation you want to start a marriage off on? Maybe not necessarily. But on the flip side, I kind of think it's a strong foundation to set a marriage up on.
If he makes it
through, you know, you're probably not going to have a tougher battle or anything that will be worse than that ever.
I'd release her from the situation.
You would. I think I don't know what I'd do. I think if anything, I'd say, I'd show her the ring and say, this is yours. I was going to do it, but now
that's not bad.
Let's do it the day I get a clear scan.
So now she has to,
I know, but I don't. Oh, this is awful. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, Brandon's problem. He had the ring. He was going to propose, but his cancer diagnosis slowed it down. Now he's questioning. Should I do it anyway? I love her. I want to spend the rest of my life with her. What should Brandon do now? Don?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
This is very near and dear to my heart. It happened almost exactly like this for my cousin. They had just actually gotten engaged, but then she was diagnosed with leukemia, and they, even though it was a Catholic wedding, which anybody who knows Catholic means that you're supposed to wait forever to get married.
You got to go through all the classes and whatnot.
You do. You do. The church let them get married anyway, and they moved it up. She was married within like 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I don't think Logan would change one instant of that because he loved her unconditionally with or without the cancer. And that just gave him that one extra oomph.
But it did. She didn't feel weird. Like it's just like you're not using the cancer, but it's from the victim side of the cancer. It's just like all of a sudden when you get cancer, we've done OPPs about this.
We have.
Nobody wants to tell everybody because then everybody's like, oh, are you okay? Can I rub your feet? Can I do this? And it's like, you didn't rub my feet before.
Right. And just act normal around me.
Act normal.
Yeah.
And so like to put this new big life step in there, you'll always be questioning, was that her normal response?
Yeah.
Or was that her,
no.
oh, God, he's dying of cancer response?
Yes,
no.
Exactly.
No, if they've been together for 3 years, they were going to get married anyway. He loves her. She loves him. She will want to be there for him. Let her be there for him. And the best way to do that is to say, that is my husband. I am fighting with my husband. And that is just an extra level of power that he would be giving her. And I don't think there's any guilt in that.
Wow.
And, you know, Logan and Jenny were, unfortunately, we did lose Jenny. And my heart wow. still cries for her. But Logan is still part of our family. He has found love again, and we're just thrilled to death for him. But
is he still paying her bills?
No.
Okay.
No, they were really lucky that way, that they both had good jobs. They both had good insurance. And, you know, you do have to bring that realistic aspect into it, but he's got to give her that chance.
Was there joy in their marriage at all?
Oh, the wedding was beautiful. They loved each other. They were there for each other. We have a picture of Jenny after she had lost all of her hair, and they were at somebody else's wedding, and Logan just had his hand on her head, and just it was such a touching, beautiful picture. There was so much love there.
Giving her head noogies.
Oh, God. Dawn, seriously, thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah.
It means a lot, and I know Brandon's listening, so we appreciate it. Janet.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think he needs to let her know exactly how he feels and tell her flat out, as soon as I beat cancer, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. That ring he already bought will help him get through chemo and beat it.
Nice.
That's the carrot dangling out in front of him
right.
on the daily.
She's still going to stay, be at the hospital with him. She's still going to do all that. It's just that they can,
she loves him.
Yeah, but they'll push off the pageantry part of the relationship for a while.
But you know what the thing
and
is,
and the legal
Steve,
part of it.
But
right.
the surprise of the proposal,
mm-hmm.
that's the one thing that'll be gone forever.
Absolutely.
There's
downsides.
There is. I mean, I know I'm just the guy who always sees the glasses half empty or whatever, but it's like it's... No matter what, she can never say, this is a proposal I would have wanted.
Right. That's she's going to have to adjust. Yes.
No matter what. If he proposes now with cancer, not the proposal she wanted. Shows her the ring and says, I'm going to propose when I beat cancer. Even when he does it, it's going to be huge and romantic. She's going to be like, oh, my God, you're alive. And yes, but it's still not that, oh, my God, I didn't know you even had a ring kind of knock her off her feet kind of.
Yes.
Proposal. Thank you for the call, Janet. Caitlin?
Yay. So I think that he should propose. I work in the wedding industry. I see couples all the time. This is the happiest time of their lives. And the thing is life comes up. Things happen in life that you cannot control. And this is supposed to be for better or for worse. That's what marriage is, right? So even if they...
Well.
Those
married.
Are the words you say, right?
Steve.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Listen. If they were already married and he was diagnosed, would he come home with divorce papers? Probably not. And she's been with him for 3 years.
Right?
So she's probably not going to leave. She loves him. So why not put a ring on her finger and then let her decide what she wants to do? They don't have to get married right away.
So at least give her all the information available and let her... decide.
Right.
Okay.
She's gonna, they've been together 3 years. It's hard to just walk away from something like that, you know?
Wow. Thank you for the call, Caitlin. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Aiden.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that she should wait. He should wait and show her the ring, be like, this is yours. I planned this before this happened, but I don't want to do this right now because you'll be stuck. She has to say yes.
Nice.
And she
But don't even ask. You have to say, when she starts to say yes or whatever, go stop. I didn't ask a question. I'm not asking you. I don't want you to feel stuck.
Yes.
I'm just showing you this to let you know where my head was
possibilities.
At.
Possibilities.
2 moments before they told me I had cancer. Mm-hmm. My head's not, I still want to spend forever with you, but I'm not asking you until you can answer without guilt.
Good word. Stop.
And then not only would her boyfriend be sick, then her husband would be sick. It's even worse.
Yeah. Wow. Right now, she's just fighting the fight with a boyfriend.
That's true.
So exactly. would you want to, I guess, since this is your solution, if this was your life, would you want to see the ring ahead of time? I mean, it is spoiling the surprise. We talked about that a minute ago. Would you want him to go like, I was going to give this to you. It just feels like weird.
I would, because it makes it more real. It makes it's like a visual proof that, oh, he did plan this before this happened. He does love me like he says.
Okay.
Wow. Cool. All right. Thank you for the call. Seems to be a lot of people moving towards that middle ground of, like,
I think so, yeah.
Showing, but not proposed. Not necessarily doing the...
Yes.
Nicole?
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
You've been through this.
Yeah. So I married my husband knowing that he had terminal cancer. And he actually had women break up with him because it was too much.
Right. And you can't blame them. That's a lot to take on.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. But, you know, there was a lot of unsurety of, like, how fast it was. And, you know, he was never given an expiration date or anything per se. But, I mean, all of that aside, like, I loved him. So that's what we did.
So
you don't think you did any of it, and these are terrible words, but they have to be asked. You don't think you did any of it out of guilt? You don't think you did any of it out of obligation?
No, I didn't. I didn't do it out of obligation. I did it because I wanted to spend my life with him, no matter how long or short that was. And that probably sounds like, oh, that's the romantic thing to say, or I don't think I'm a martyr or anything, because it's absolute hell. I mean, he died almost 4 years ago, and we were married for 4 years, and I have three children under seven. So, so it's not easy. And the financial stuff is a big deal, like you were talking about, but, would I do it differently?
You would do the exact same thing again if you could. If you, knowing what you know now, you'd do it again.
It sounds crazy, but I would, because I loved him, and all he wanted in life was a family and children. And I just feel like I was in his life at the time that we fell in love, and that's what, I mean, he was told that he was never going to have children, so we have twins, and then my daughter was 2 weeks old when he died. And
wow.
So
dang, Nicole.
Your suggestion is, yeah, go for it. Ask her.
Go for it. I mean, I don't know if she's getting enough credit either, because ultimately in life, like, that's what marriage is, through sickness and health. It's not this big romantic, I mean, that ends eventually, the whole romance. It's a choice. And that's how I viewed it. I mean, it's a choice to stay. He could get hit by a bus tomorrow, you know, or who knows? I don't know. I mean, would it be the same if he was in active military and he was being deployed? I mean, that just stuff happens in life, and we're meant to be together and be there for each other. And, you know, some really good things could happen out of it. It's some really, really hard, like, hellish things can happen out of it, but things happen in life, but I think we're meant to just do it together.
Well, thank you for sharing with us, Nicole. We appreciate it. He's either, you know, most of you are either have him go for it. Nobody's saying don't do anything.
Right.
You either propose, or you at least let her know that you're going to propose.
There it is.
So if you're listening, Brandon, write us back and let us know what you decided to do. Any other words we'll take over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.